This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong.
Arvinia Brunj.
Final story coming for you in just a moment, but we are asking you that question, of course, if you want to take part. Would you ever go back to full-time office work? Why or why not? The numbers are pretty radical, Arv.
66.2% saying no, but hybrid's fine. 16.9% saying yes, miss the office. 10.4% saying no, remote work only. And a small 6.5% saying yes, my sector can't work from home.
Based on that story we're covering about whether or not Malaysia's ready for permanently flexible work, a message come in via WhatsApp just over the break as well, saying my wife has just resigned today as the company asked her to come into the office from Monday onwards. Even her job doesn't need to come to the office. For me, my company already requested us to work from home since October 2020, and still no update when we can come back to the office. I've requested HR to consider home-based employee permanently. A friend in an oil and gas-based company already have changed their employment letter to give them the option for home-based staff. The movement seems to be happening, folks, isn't
Progress,
it?
Progress, yeah.
Right. Final story then about food and beverage operators postponing dine-ins. Now, of all places, in Penang and Kelantan, they're allowed, of course, the dine-ins now, but many are still very wary of the rising COVID-19 case numbers, operators and consumers alike, and the rush to dine-in may be slower than predicted. When I first read that, I'm like, people in Penang don't want to go out and eat food and dine in. When you read that, it's like, wow.
Then you know, right?
Mm. Sunday, of course, the Prime Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin, announced that fully vaccinated individuals in states under Phase 2 of the National Recovery Plan, the NRP, are allowed to dine at food outlets. And despite this, many are still cautious. In Penang, despite having to resort to takeaway orders or food delivery from their favourite restaurants and stalls over the past 3 months, a lot of locals have put their health and safety first. Checks by some of the local press have shown that many were not keen on eating at restaurants despite it being a public holiday. Some of the restaurants, too, did not seem so keen on having people come into their premises. This was not only because their own staff had not been vaccinated yet, but also because there was a lack of detailed SOPs by the Penang Island City Council, the MBPP, when it comes to dining customers. A whole bunch of people from a lot of the famous stalls up there, Swatow Lane Ice Kacang Shop, said that as much as they'd like to open and serve their delicious ice kacang, known as Penang's best bowl of ice kacang, they feel as though it's not the right time to do it yet. So people are still going to be having to take away stuff. There's people who have kuay tiao shops who are saying, we still don't want to open just yet. We don't feel as though we're ready for it yet. The big issue, though, is, the fact that a lot of the staff just haven't had both of their vaccinations yet, A lot of people still waiting for their vaccinations as well. And you can look around, and even the guys were saying there are 20 seats or 20 tables in some of these restaurants, and only two were occupied at a time. I don't know. Even if I'm given the choice and the chance to go out and dine in a phase two area, I still think personally I would still feel a little bit, apprehensive. I think we talked about this the other day.
Right? I mean, looking at the numbers and stuff, it's kind of understandable. And like you said, that when F&B operators and players don't want to open yet after they've been waiting for so long, and how we talk about, so many players closing shop and struggling through the phases of this pandemic, things are bad, and that people are kind of spooked, right, for their own health and stuff.
Yeah, I think in this case, a lot of these F&B operators and customers are in that lives and livelihood kind of debate we're talking about. They're putting lives first.
Yeah. And, there's other, cafe drum and desk manager, Chu Lee Mun, has said that the cafe planned to open dining in from next month. She said that while business was down by over 50% when dine-ins were not allowed, but safety was a top priority, she says it's okay to suffer a bit of a loss because safety and good health must be prioritised. Currently, sales depend on a lot of walk-ins as well as orders via food delivery applications. They plan to allow dine-ins from September after her 12 workers have completed their two doses of the COVID vaccines. So that's up in Penang as well. And now other checks have found that some cafe owners in Kota Bharu have placed the hashtag #DineInCanWait on a lot of their Instagram posts to inform their followers of the postponement. But it's like we just said, when you have these restaurants who are desperate for cash,
yep.
saying, you know, it can still wait, you know? And this whole livelihood versus lives thing. I think we're going to be having this discussion for a long time. You know, we've already been having it for a year and a half right now, and I don't know.
There's a ways to go, right?
Yeah.
So just switching the gear slightly, if once you go back to dining in, what is that one food that just doesn't compare, like you can't beat? Like we had someone talk about the ice kacang, and it doesn't
roti canai and teh tarik.
That's your number one.
That will be my go-to.
Doesn't beat like dining in and on the thing.
That's all I want, you know, because I honestly can't think of the last time I had it.
I was gonna go a little bit fancier than that. Now I feel bad. I was gonna say sashimi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good choice.
You know, you want the fresh treatment of the thing.
Yeah,
I feel very bourgeoisie now.
Mine was gonna be like char kway teow. I have tapaued it from like a bunch of places.
It's never the same.
It's like a hot plate. Like yes,
yeah.
yes,
it's
yes.
never the same. Anyway, we're gonna wrap up, folks. We've got one more message that's just come in via WhatsApp from Dr. Kyrie, who says, "I prefer physically going to the office. With working from home, it's assumed that you are available anytime for meetings and discussions, mm-hmm. so you don't get anything else done. There is that too." I'm not suggesting you can switch off your WhatsApp, but you can switch off your WhatsApp and you can, you know, I'm not suggesting you do that, but a lot of people do that from what I hear and understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, the question was, would you ever go back to full-time office work? Why or why not? Do let us know. The final numbers on the polls are, let's take Twitter first.
66.7% saying no, but hybrid's fine. 16.5% saying yes, miss the office. 10.5% saying no, remote work only. And 6.3% saying yes, my sector can't work from home.
Christine.
On Instagram, the final poll numbers are yes at 30% and no at 70%.
Okay, there we go. We started off today's show with...
We started out that story with how the FFM are asking for all industries to be opened immediately.
Then we were asking, is Malaysia ready for permanent flexible work?
And then we spoke about how F&B operators are postponing dine-ins all over the place. Right, that's all the time we have for today. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's in the Apple App Store or Google Play. But now don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Started just over three decades ago, GIIB Holdings is a tire retreading company with presence in over 60 countries. However, the advent of COVID-19 and rising competition from India as well as China has forced GIIB to shift its fortunes to rubber glove making. Chairman and CEO Tai Boon Wee came on the Breakfast Grill to talk to them about the pivot to this new sector and the outlook for GIIB moving forward. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christine Wong and Arvind Yuvaraj, have yourselves a wonderful afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.